this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie, well, it's a modern-day version of Like a Fatal Attraction movie, and this one is called Obsessed. And Ellie Lauder, you probably know her from the TV show Heroes. She's obsessed with her boss and is just sure they're having something going on until the boss's wife, played by Beyoncé, tries to tell her how it really is.
You better do something about this woman, or I will.
You need help.
I know. Help me, Derek. You said you wish we could be together.
Don't worry. I'll get my revenge.
I knew it would come to this. We didn't want you to find out this way.
Yes, the storyline has definitely been done over and over and over again on TV and the movies and in books and probably even happening right now in real life back at the office. Well, anyway, so what makes this one so different and special? Well, probably nothing, because if there was something different and special about this, they would have wanted us to see this movie and they didn't show us this movie. So either it's just like any of those other movies, or maybe it's way worse than other those other movies, or maybe, just maybe, it's totally different and has a really cool unexpected twist, like maybe Allie is really from the planet K-Pax and she just misunderstood, or Beyoncé is really a homeless person and who's secretly very musically gifted and plays the violin or the cello. Wait a second, that last part? Well, it's really what the second movie this week is all about, and that movie is called The Soloist, and it's based on a true story, and it stars Jamie Foxx, and he's the homeless guy, and he has this musical talent that's just amazing, and he's noticed one day by Robert Downey Jr., who's a reporter, looking for a story.
Witnessing his courage, his humility. So you think I could be good again? In the power of his art.
I've never loved anything the way that he loves music.
Being his friend will carry you home.
Robert Downey Jr., I just love to watch him on the big screen, and I cannot think of a movie that he hasn't done just an amazing job with his performance, and this movie is no different. Now, I do think people are expecting Jamie Foxx to be the guy that everybody is talking about after this movie, and he does do a really great job, but the kudos for me really go to Robert Downey Jr. And you know, it's kind of funny. Every part that he plays is a character who's a bit off and broken. You know, like his part as Tony Stark in Iron Man, and remember way back to the TV show Ally McBeal? So yes, us girls do kind of find guys that are a bit broken, a bit interesting, but don't get the wrong idea, guys. There is such a thing as being too broken, which brings us back to the movie. Just like real life, things can't be fixed, so this movie doesn't end like you'd hope, you know, being a real story and all, but even if it's not a fairy tale, it is worth seeing. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, The Soloist is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.